Welcome to the Zest Zone. It's your source of exclusive strategies for fast proven results to reclaim and re-zest your life. I'm Linda Babulik. Today we're talking about emotions. So what are emotions? The word emotion is often defined as a feeling or a state of mind. Jung distinguished between feeling, a function which evaluates, and emotion, a physiological effect. Emotions are like water in the river. If your feelings are frozen, murky, stuck, or angry, you don't have a lot of movement going on. See, because anger is like a dam in the river. Nothing can get past it, and everything starts to back up behind it. Or are your feelings flowing, clear, fluid, rippling and rushing? Yes, we want rippling and rushing. We do not want our emotions to be flat and all the same. However boring would that be? And that's never going to happen because emotions are always in action and they're ever-changing. So trust and understand your emotions and feelings to guide you, but not to control you. See, emotions are energy coming and going from the body, energy in motion. Listen to the information that your feelings provide, and you are rewarded with a gain in zest and energy. Feelings help us understand and respond to the world around us with emotional maturity. Women adapt to change. You see, our bodies change and transform from being a girl to being a woman to being a zesty woman. Every month, for many years, our bodies change and flow. We operate on a cycle of change, even after the blood flow stops. The physical changes are always accompanied by emotional changes. Emotional maturity and its measure are evident in each one of our relationships. When we talk about emotions, think about your own emotions, of course, but think about what is around you. Make a note of your emotional attachments. Write down the names of the five or six people closest to you. Your pets, your animals, your home, your car, your clothes, your jewelry, your toys, your environment. We have emotional attachments to so much. And you have varying emotional attachments to each one of these. Try to get rid of anything that contaminates or decreases your emotional maturity. We are seeking emotional zest at high measure. Let me tell you more. This includes creating emotional maturity. That's gaining mastery of your emotional response and state of being from the maturity you have now, not from the level of maturity you had when the emotional wounding occurred. We're also looking for emotionally discerning communication, how we work, live, and play with choosing our words carefully, not to trigger someone else's emotional wounds. So listen carefully to the meaning of the person speaking to you, not just the words. It's the old, does your dog bite? That really means I'm afraid of dogs. Emotionally authentic. So how you really feel right now, in the moment, not off the top of your head, but how you feel in your heart. Take a deep breath and go there now. Can you feel the difference between thinking out of your head and thinking out of your heart? Emotionally grounded, breathing fully, and feeling your body and your connection to the earth. Standing strong in your power-filled zest stories. Your power-filled zest stories are all those stories you could tell about yourself that when you were standing in your power. Maybe it's when you stopped that bully or where you stood your own ground. That's a power-filled zest story. This is emotional zest at high measure. Thank you for listening. Have a zesty, zesty day. And please, if you want to hear more, go to Amazon or Chapters. My book is available there, Zest Your Life, A Taste of Inner Wisdom. This is Linda Babulik. Take care. Bye-bye.